Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
Why don't we do gigs here anymore?
Well, it's just, I mean, even if we get 200 people, the place holds 7.
Well.
So that was the thing.
Was that it?
Well, and the fact that we opened for a couple of bands, and that wasn't really not our target.
I feel like you all were doing the coolest stuff before I... Before I joined the group.
It's just a weird coincidence that we stopped doing really cool stuff when you showed up. I don't think there's a connection. I think it was more of a timing issue. I think by the time you
things ebb and flow.
And Brian, you know, Alec and I have been working together since '99.
Wow.
And what is it, 2017?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm not gonna say there's a palpable lack of enthusiasm.
It's sort of a been there, done that.
Yeah.
Sort of feel.
But, I mean, but you've been a godsend and
oh, come on, stop.
Well, I think the good news, and I think.
Are you tearing up?
Do you have any scissors?
What do you?
I gotta just don't look.
Do you have any scissors?
Chris might have some. What do you need scissors for?
I need to cut this thread.
Don't.
I can't go on if I don't cut this thread, and I can't pull it.
Push it back in. Don't pull it.
Chris, do you need a napkin?
I don't. I'm just.
I'll trade you a napkin for your scissors.
Okay. Boy, I think it's my allergies. What did you say?
I need a scissors.
Where do you want them?
I have this thread that's hanging out. Here, look, see it? Oh, shit, I just pulled more.
But then you're good.
See, I can...
All right, no. Problem solved, okay? Look, we got to go in. This is a... All right, do we even know what the topic here at the Moth is? Is it grief? Is it larceny? Heartbreak? It's usually heartbreak, isn't it?
It's something to do with loss.
It's usually loss or love.
Yeah.
Or high school love.
Yeah.
Or...
Parental neglect.
Yeah, that's like a totally.
That was a good one, Brian. You had a great story that time.
That was good. How did your mom feel about that?
I didn't tell her about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she probably
doesn't listen. She didn't follow my life. If you know anything about my mother,
yeah, and I know a little bit. I met your mother. Yeah. She's a wonderful woman.
Oh, come back. There.
Oh, yeah, there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope you don't mind us all being mic'd as we go to the mall. Let's get a drink before we go on. Hey, I know that guy, Fred.
Whoa, Chris.
Yay, hey, Daddy. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'm the only guy that's ever flunked out of your improv class.
Oh, you know, man. You know what?
You know, that broke my heart.
Well, Fred, we stopped grading people after you showed up. We just like, you know.
Well, you were a very tough teacher.
Well, I just think, Fred, you know, look, I mean, I know you mentioned your military training, and you know, that's a lot. It prepares you for improv, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. But, no, I thought you did a good job, Fred.
I mean,
I think you're a lot harder on yourself than I was.
I don't know about that. You're pretty hard on me, Chris.
Well,
not in a bad way, but I mean, you know, in a kind of Chris way.
I could tell, Fred, and that you're used to getting away with a lot of shit, and that doesn't work for. I'll say for me. Yeah.
He'll call you on it.
Chris, yeah,
he'll call you on.
I always got the feeling that you thought I was going to like kill you or something. Yeah.
Well, you had a look in your eye, Fred, and I just thought, you know, but I thought we were
serial
back.
Killer kind of look, right?
Yeah.
My daughter calls me that. Dad, you look like a serial killer. I was right. Like, hey, come on, honey. What are you doing?
I think it was
the
headband that you wore too.
Yeah,
right. Well, then,
yeah.
And then I think you did one too many scenes from Deer Hunter.
Mow.
Right.
Mow.
And, you know, it was funny at first, Fred. But, I won't lie to you. I thought it was the fact that you were actually using a real gun was not cool.
Yeah, it wasn't loaded, though.
Okay, I know that now.
Now, when I pulled the trigger, nothing happened, then I mean, I knew it wasn't loaded, but I thought maybe...
Well, yeah, we had five more shots, and we weren't going to give you those. We had new people in the class, Fred, you know what I mean?
None of them came back, either.
Well, no, and she was a IT person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She never came back.
She looked like Meryl Streep.
I
had the Robert De Niro kind of thing going on, you know. And
that was the trigger.
Yeah, that's kind of what took me over the top.
So, Fred, what are you up to now?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, hey, yeah, I'm, Rosencrantz or Guildersleeve. I didn't know which
Thank
one. You. That was
oh,
the one thing, though.
Oh, I, you yeah, met Brian.
Yeah, I know Thank Brian, you. I, you know.
Would you believe neither one of these assholes even bothered to... I'm sorry.
How much money
but
did
I'm saying
you make
it now?
What? Wait a minute. What?
You're saying we didn't come?
I don't think you were even there.
Were you in a?
Oh well, okay.
Wait, you were in a play?
No, I wrote it on the whiteboard.
Yeah, along with your trip to Cleveland,
right?
We
no, you said 2017. Okay,
right.
I just thought, why are you telling us stuff a year ahead of time?
Right.
No, it was like a week. It's like a week ahead of time.
Oh.
Do you know how hard it was?
Yikes. You meant this January.
Stand there at the foot of the stage and see those two empty seats.
It was
the reserve signs on them.
Hey, listen, I'm really sorry, Brian.
Alec was my ride.
Chris was my ride.
I had...
psoriasis.
No, actually it was rickets. My rickets flamed up.
Mm-hmm.
They do, as they do every winter. And cold seems to exacerbate it.
It does.
And
I had to tend to it.
But oh my God. You know what? I read the notices.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you film it? Is there a video?
I think it might be on videotape.
Okay, Fred. So, Fred, well, you saw it.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask. I mean, when Greg was passing the coins, how much you make off that? You know.
Those were all Pac-Man arcade tokens.
Oh,
Pac-Man arcade tokens.
They were arcade tokens.
From his personal collection?
Greg was... he had an endless supply. I mean, they just kept coming out. And Brian just kept putting them in there. And it was a shit.
They just happened to be in his pocket
just
that day.
As they are.
Yeah, and we went with it. Yep.
Does he still carry that Raggedy Ann doll in his dressing room?
It's only like a piece of it.
Oh, by now it's just a piece?
Yeah.
A piece of felt?
He'll take it out every once in a while.
And rub it?
Sort of rub it against his cheek.
Before he goes on?
Yeah, yeah. But we all have our things.
We all do.
But thank you, Fred. I appreciate that. Sometimes I'd like to...
Did Matt make himself the star? Did he do that? I mean, because he kind of runs Kentucky Shakespeare?
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, it was... Well, wasn't it...
It was a showcase.
Yeah, it was Matt Wallace in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yes.
But I really thought it was the Greg and Brian show. I mean, and that's what everybody told me. I didn't want to hurt Matt's feelings or anything like that. You know?
No, he's fine. He's going to be fine. But thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, it's weird because I did... remember we were reading the notices?
And we were wondering why...
Why Brian wasn't in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he told us it was going to be in 2017.
Right, and we thought, well, God, I mean, okay, I mean, now it makes sense.
That, totally.
Because I always say, don't tell me stuff too far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I was trying to
Like, I didn't tell you about the moth until this afternoon.
Right.
Yeah, okay, and we still don't know the topic. Fred, what's the topic tonight?
The topic tonight is anger.
Oh. Sweet. Okay, now you're talking about... Now you're in my wheelhouse, Daddy-O. Okay. And Brian's already got a built-in story about us not showing up for Rosencrantz, so...
Yeah, but I think I want to keep that just between us.
Oh, okay. Now...
That would be a first.
Now, here's the thing. Are we going to tell it together, or are we all going to tell our own story?
Well, we only got one number.
Yeah, you got to pick a number out of the hat, and then Tara Anderson or Graham Shelby, they either let you go up there or not, depending on your number.
Well, Fred, you've done this.
Yeah.
Yeah, what number do you have?
They don't tell you.
Oh.
And then they do the Olympic scoring thing, you know, which is always...
They have judges and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of...
How did you do? You've done it before.
Yeah, I've done it seven times.
Seven
times.
You're a veteran. How did you get? So you told your story, different stories each time.
Different stories, and then I got picked one time to do the Grand Slam. But I was the only one that told a story. Nobody else showed up, so I automatically won.
So they had Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Nobody else showed up?
Well, not whenever I qualified. It was just me. I was up there on stage by myself with Graham and Tara, and they said, we'll just give it to you. Graham. No, there were a couple. Yeah, Graham Shelby, yeah.
Graham
yeah.
Slam.
And then, yeah, the Graham Slam, because he's...
Well,
he's
what was your story?
The story that I told that time was about what it's like to get shot at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, Chris, you know that.
You know what it's like to get shot
from
at.
From your second wife?
Well... Fred, you've been married for a while.
Yeah, about 20 years.
That's right. And I'm now it's good. But, you know, it's kind of like you got to go through some relationships to get to the good one.
Right.
And sometimes you learn what you don't like.
Yeah.
And this is a woman. I met her. I was living in downtown Oakland, so it's not like, I mean, you know, it was every day it was gunfire. But this particular one, her name was Juanita. And, yeah. And it's really weird. Her last name was Shelby. That's a weird...
It's a coincidence.
It's just a weird coincidence. Yeah. Anyway, she was cleaning, and you can see I'm making air quotes, her gun, and smoking a cigarette, and she thought she was grabbing the light. And long story short, it missed me, but not by much.
Not a flesh wound or anything?
No, well, no, it grazed my... I guess if you look, you can see, like, it's
right
actually...
Right there above the hairline. Oh, okay,
that's actually not a part.
Oh, wow.
That's actually not a part.
Kind of looks good.
But thank you.
Yeah, he's handsome.
I'll give her credit.
Because you are a handsome guy, Chris.
No, Fred, you don't need to say that, but thank you. You know, so, I mean, I'm totally cool with hearing that. And you are, too. You're obviously, you've been working out, or?
No.
Just naturally fit?
Yeah,
well, no. So how was this story about being shot at?
Well.
Was it in war? I guess
you're
in the Army.
Yeah, I was in... It was kind of funny. I was in Iraq. We were on a street corner, and me and a couple other guys, we were just talking to some folks, and all of a sudden, bam, bam, we hear, you know, see the shots. And, you know, we did at the time what every good soldier would do. We ran like hell, right? We're running. It's kind of like, you know, Barney Rubble in the Flintstone mobile. So we're running, and then, you know, there's a, like a hole in the wall there. And so me and my other buddies, the guy pushes me in the hole. We fall over each other. And all of a sudden, you know, we're all okay. And we see these. We're surrounded by like 20 sets of eyes, right?
Oh,
and then yeah, and there's
once
something
you get through the hole. You
yeah,
mean?
Once we came through the hole, and then mm-hmm. you know, I felt something run down the back of my neck. I didn't know what the hell it was. And all of a sudden, when the eyes goes back, we landed in a goat pasture in a pile of goat shit.
Jesus
you know?
Christ!
So we got these.
So you were in the shit.
Yeah, we were. I was in the
you
shit.
You were literally in the shit.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you ran out, and you just figured it would be better to get shot than
I didn't get shit on. Yeah. I'd rather get shot than shit on anytime. Is it okay to say that here?
It is. Yeah.
Moth lets you say anything.
Well, yeah, and these recording stuff, it's just the lawyers make us do it.
We had to do that. We had like a weird kind of litigation a few years ago. So we record everything just in case.
Just to be on the safe side.
Just be on the safe side. So is that the story that won the Grand Slam?
It was that and a couple other times. That didn't win the Grand Slam. The one that I told at the Grand Slam was about trying to kill myself, which is obviously it wasn't successful. Therefore, I feel even more like a loser.
Well,
right.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, we can talk about real. Was it an actual attempt or was it a gesture?
No, the cops pulled me over and threw me in jail because
you were drunk.
Yeah.
How did I know
drinking
that?
And driving. I don't know.
You're drinking and driving? Are you going to drive into a wall?
No, actually, the Ohio River.
You're going to drive into the Ohio River?
Yeah, it's not the most efficient way to die, but, you know, I figured, you know.
Well, I knew a guy, a friend. He used to live in the building when I first met my wife, Denise, and then in Berkeley. This guy, this is why you don't do shit like this. This fucking guy, he was a teenager, and he was upset about something. And his idea was to kill himself by driving into a wall. He did that. When I met him, this is 25, 30 years later, he's fucking bedridden. He can't talk. He can't move. He's a paraplegic. You know, it's kind of like not quite Johnny got his gun. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It was just basic. I mean, he was... So he had to live for, you know, 30-something years plus. In pain, and this woman who was a full-time nurse and blah, 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 blah. But I just thought, Jesus, you know, this poor schmuck, you know, he wanted to do that. And that's what happened. So he had to live with that for 30-plus years. So I'm glad you didn't do it. I'm glad they pulled you over.
I'm glad the cop got me. He was a good cop, too. Nice guy. He was in the Army, too.
Did you tell him what you were going to do?
No, no, we didn't. That didn't come up.
Yeah, but he's got...
We had a lot of time.
Yeah, we had a lot of time. He says, okay, can you follow the, right. you know, the and all that, yeah.
And that whole riding in the car when you're in the back seat.
Well, actually, that was kind of cool. Yeah. I always wanted to be in a cop car.
Yeah.
Really?
I've enjoyed it every time I have been.
I remember the one time. Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say I was enjoying it. It's the most... And once again, this is, use the term loosely, the most fun I ever had in the back of a cop car was when I slipped out of my handcuffs.
You jumped cuffs?
You did jump
cuffs, or you just got your wrists out of them?
I just got, they put them on, but they weren't that tight.
Yep.
So I just slipped them off, and I got arrested with a buddy of mine. We were drunk and high, and we got arrested for arson, and they picked us up and drove us downtown. You know the way kids are. Anyway, So we're back in the car, and then I take my handcuffs off, so I start gesturing to my buddy. Like, I just sort of hand him my cuffs and go, hey, and then I put them back on by the time we got to the station. But I just thought, I don't need to get shot over this. But this was a while ago, so they weren't shooting people quite as much as they do now.
No.
Well, they really were. It's just they didn't talk about it.
You think cops... I know New York cops, were beating the shit out of people left and right.
For years.
But I don't know, were they shooting people quite as much?
I don't know, man.
What about Maine cops?
Do they shoot people?
Yeah.
What kind of cops?
I can't think of a story.
Maine.
From Maine.
Maine,
where
I'm from.
Oh, yeah. There's no bad people in Maine, though.
There are. Our governor is one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He's one of the original. He's like the dry run for... the current president. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Can we elect an ignorant, fat, racist piece of shit?
Well, man, I think we all know the answer. No, we can.
Yep.
Oh, yes, possible.
So the topic. Okay. Well, speaking of. All right. Is that your story tonight, Brian?
That's, politics?
No, anger. I mean, you can work
I don't know if it's
I'm going to talk about you.
I think it's
I'm going
to
talk about
you. We're going to trust you. Yeah. You're our moth veteran. You're our moth.
You're
our moth mentor.
We know Tara. Can't we find out and make sure that at least one of our numbers is picked?
Yeah. Well, I just thought we should do our story. Whatever the story is a one-word story.
Yeah.
A one-word story.
Yeah.
One word at a time.
One word at a time. We did that.
Didn't we do that in class?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last class I was in until I got my F.
Until you got...
I got an out. You flunked me. That's all right.
But Fred,
I'm over it, brother.
My understanding is he bombed. It was the written portion of the.
It was the written
midterm.
Portion.
That's what brought his grade way down.
No, I mean, and I think and hopefully, because there is a history component to improv. So I just wanted you to have some background on the history of improv.
I don't think I got to that. I think you got me with the spelling improv. I didn't make it to the history. The history and the math got me. I never got to the frickin', Chris says, hey, Fred, you don't make the cut. So now I'm in a public school instead of a public improv school instead of a private improv school.
And that's
going to get cut.
It's a charter.
Yeah, you were the charter improv school, and now I'm in the JCPS frickin' improv schools, and so I can't.
And you know what? And I think hopefully I made my point, and hopefully you're working your way back.
Well, I am.
Okay, because obviously your enthusiasm for improv was...
The man's keeping
palpable.
Me down, though.
I was going to say palpable, but I thought I was going to be overstating that. It was noticeable. there was a level of enthusiasm, which I appreciated. And I think at the time, enough time's gone by, I think it was misdirected. But I feel it sounds like you're redirecting your enthusiasm in a more positive way. And I think the moth is a great place for you to work on your skills and some of the stuff that we discussed in class about being in the moment, be present, and tell your story and add information. So it sounds like I'm not going to take credit for your moth success. But
I will tell you, though, Chris, Amy Attaway with our Shakespearean veterans.
Yes.
I mean, she's taking it to the next level.
Is she?
And frankly, and don't take this wrong, she's a better teacher than you.
Well.
Well, you know what, Fred? It's hard for me not to take that the wrong way.
Well, you know.
Is there a right way?
And Fred, we're all very good friends with Amy. I'm personally, and I don't want to cast any aspersions on you. I think the fact that why you think she's better is because she's prettier than I am.
I do not think Amy is prettier than you, Chris. I mean, she's a pretty young woman, but I mean, you know.
Okay, well, first of all, your acting, is getting better, Fred.
And you're blushing. I've never seen anybody blush that brightly.
Oh, that matches his turtleneck. Okay.
Brian.
What? What?
Do you have your pocket knife on you?
Of course I do. Here.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah,
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
Well, I mean, okay. So, in what way is she a better teacher?
She doesn't flunk me, but...
there you go.
Yeah.
What is this group working on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shakespeare Reveille. Yeah. Oh, I mean, this is the most awesome stuff in the world. You know, Matt and I were talking. We'd met whenever I first went. I was working at the Fund for the Arts. We met. He told me about Shakespeare Behind Bars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, dude, can you do that with veterans? I mean, veterans are having some challenges. At that time, I was having some significant struggles myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, we can put together a program. So Matt, Kyle Ware, and mm-hmm. Amy... Mm-hmm. Came up with this program. I got a bunch of veterans. We raised like $17,000 mm-hmm. in like 2 weeks. General Petraeus, you know, the guy that got caught with Paula Broadwell, you know,
right.
He gave us $1,000. Like he was the last guy to give us $1,000. That got us over the top.
Sweet.
So what we're working on now, which I think is perfect, is we're doing Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
So which is the most relevant.
Sure.
Of Shakespeare's plays for now. You
yeah.
know, take note. You know.
So are you doing scenes? Or are they? How does it work? What is the you go every week?
Yeah, we meet every Thursday at the Vet Center. There's about 15 of us that are the core group, and then we have people come in. We've had as many as 30 people in there.
Mm.
So what we do is we start out and we do an open question.
Yep.
So Amy will ask us a question, and it'll be anything. I think last week was what was the first time you thought about coming in the military, something like that. So we talk about that, and that kind of opens up the group. Then we go in and do the improv exercises, acting exercises, the games and all that, you know, which is where Amy is so much better than Chris.
Well, yeah,
but so
no doubt.
Wow.
So and then we
How's
go.
How's that dagger feel in your heart?
Let me just say, Fred.
But and then we go into, which is, and this is probably the coolest part, is then we go in, we take, Amy picks out a certain monologue from Shakespeare, and then we study that specific monologue.
And if you could do me one more favor, could stop saying her name, that'd be great. Okay, go ahead.
It's hard, you know, Amy. But
she's married and she has a kid. But go ahead, move on.
I know. And then so we analyze the monologue, and then how we act is through choral. So each person will say a line, and then it's choreographed with movements and everything. So everybody. All the veterans have a piece of it, so it's not like one star.
Yeah, right.
And what it is it replicates how the Army or the military works, is we all work together as a team and the camaraderie and everything. Mm-hmm. That's the healing part of the program, which is cool.
Sounds a lot like what we try to teach in improv. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
my job here is done.
Will it culminate in something?
You guys going to do a performance?
Yeah, last year we did 5 performances, but what we're doing this year is we're focusing pretty much on Julius Caesar, because that's the same one of the plays that they're playing.
Brian's going to be in it, right?
Brian's in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this summer, and then what they're doing in the parks and everything.
We might be, and this just stays in the room.
Yeah.
We may be doing a walk-on during Julius Caesar. That's all I'm saying.
Are you going to be a plebeian?
Here's the thing, and you're a military man. This is not for, let's just say, we're working on something. It's going to change the whole direction of the play.
Friends, Romans, and Chris, lend me some weed.
And let's just call it a historic tweak to the script.
Oh,
you know,
excellent.
I mean, we've.
Does Caesar still die? Oh, you can't tell me. The suspense is going
to
kill
me. Let me ask you, Fred. Do you want him to die?
No, I think he would have been a good dictator. I mean, he was an awesome dictator.
Yeah. So, let's just say there's going to be some...
Better than Pompey, for sure, right?
No, let's not get into that.
We can't get into politics here. You're right.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry. That was a little over the top.
But what about
Lepidus?
Can't
bring Pompey into it.
What about Lepidus? Nobody ever talks about Lepidus.
You do.
The third one of the triumvirate.
You ceaselessly talk about Lepidus.
Do you know who that is?
No,
do you remember?
No, I'm reading the play now. I didn't know anything about
after, it. After today. Julius Caesar dies, the triumvirate takes control of Rome, and that's Mark Antony and Lepidus and Octavius.
Yeah. Octavius, that's right.
Yeah,
Octavius.
Those are the three. Yeah. But nobody thinks about it. And Shakespeare kills off Lepidus pretty early. He only's in like three scenes, and then he sort of disappears.
So at the end, it's just Octavius and Mark Antony duking it out, and then he goes meets Cleopatra.
Well, that's
and
the
then
second
that's a whole other
it's
thing.
It's the second half of the play,
it's
which nobody nearly, cares
nobody
about.
Nobody cares about that. Who gives a shit about Cleopatra? She looks like, yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, well, no, that's...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's over the top. I
mean, she's no Amy.
Here's your line.
She's no Amy.
She's no... Okay, you stole the words, right? Took the words right out of my mouth. Meatloaf took the words right out of my mouth.
And I'm just kind of curious... Since, you know, and like I said,
can't stop thinking about Lepidus.
I'm just kind of curious why you have I didn't notice it right away, but you have a locket with Amy's picture on it.
That's between Amy and us.
Okay. Did she give all of you guys one?
We all got a locket. I mean, it's not like, I mean, come on now. I mean, every one of us have got a locket.
Okay,
of
okay.
And that's a piece of her hair. She doesn't know we got the hair, but I mean, that's...
You know what? I get it. You're in, you know, there's an... And we all get this from improv and acting and working as a group. There's a certain... shall I say, intimacy that evolves?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. as you're, you know...
Hot for teacher kind of thing.
It's, yeah.
It's the well, same.
It's like arming. I was hot for you for a little bit, but then Amy...
Hey, cool.
What? I mean...
Wait, no, Fred, I'm going to blame it on the PTSD, because one minute you're there, the next minute you're not. So, I mean, no, Fred, I'll tell you that, and if you didn't storm out, I would have told you this then. I'm not sure you know what you want, but come back to me when you do. And you never came back, so I just figured it wasn't what I was
Well,
offering.
I didn't come back because I didn't want to give anybody else the PTSD.
No, and we're still...
you know it's contagious, right?
Well, I know what it is. We had to talk to that one woman off the ledge. Yeah, right. Literally.
The ledge of Dreamland.
I mean, she Dreamland. Yeah. She was on the ledge. I mean, it was not an attempt. It was a gesture. But, you know, I was like, you know, honey, get off the dumpster, you know? And she said, I'm going to jump in. I'm like, don't do it. Fred's not here anymore.
You should come back, though, Fred.
You should.
No,
come back.
No, I am coming back. I was thinking about that actually yesterday. I need to do.
What night is your Shakespeare?
Every Thursday.
Thursday.
Every Thursday at
the Vet Center.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing Tuesdays.
We're doing. We're
doing
the third Tuesday of the month. The next one's February 21st.
Okay. Well, I'm going to write that down and bring a bunch of other veterans so we can Please. Pass along the PTSD.
Yeah, absolutely. Infect the whole group.
And everybody will get it.
Well, and that's, I think that's the thing about PTSD. You know, you have to give it away to keep it.
Yeah.
That's right. It's one of those.
You have to give it to get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, especially in our as our country, I think we as a nation, without once again not getting political, I think we're all suffering from a little PTSD right now.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right. I guess.
Well, I mean, shoot, I got to find a new job, maybe. I mean, yeah. This,
oh, KET? You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, public media?
Yeah.
I donated today for the... No, not today. Friday for the first time.
To KET?
That's going
to
do, yeah.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Brian, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
It. Maybe I'll keep my job.
Well, there's these great videos I can watch now, the Shakespeare Uncovered, the PBS shows.
Now that I've donated,
which is a good thing to do anyway, I can show them in class.
That's you get a little,
I get
you
access.
Get a little code. That's
yeah.
Can I have the code?
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, you got to donate.
Oh.
Hey, I hope my boss is listening. Maybe she'll keep me on.
Yeah, they should. Well, I mean, look. You know what, Fred, and I'm not just saying this. I never even heard of KET until I met you. And all of a sudden I said, wow, KET, what's that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then...
can I send this to my boss?
You should.
Okay, I will.
You should. I mean, and cut out this part. It's total bullshit, but I'm going to help you. I guess my acting's getting better. You bought that.
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
No, Alec and I were on KET about 15, 20 years ago.
Really?
Remember that?
Yeah. What was that show?
I don't know, arts something or other?
Yeah, there was an arts show that used to be on and we
15
were
15 or
on
20
it.
Years ago?
Yeah.
It was like 2001.
Yeah, we had to on Bishop's Lane, whatever that is. Is the studio still there?
No. The studio in Louisville, because there's two studios. One in Louisville, which is right across the Fund for the Arts, which I work. So, like, whenever I just walked across the street from the Fund for the Arts to
Sweet.
KET. Yeah,
so it's downtown
anywhere.
Now?
Yeah, it's right. It's
it
right,
used to be out on
it's
Bishop
right by
Lane.
The big Steve Wilson, David, Naked David.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, right,
the Naked David. I get to look at the... you know what it's like going to work every day and looking at David's penis?
Yes.
Oh, you do too?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
No, no. No, I think we're talking. I mean, okay. I think we're both talking about the different David.
Yeah. Brian's room is right across from the shower at the manor.
Yeah, and I don't know who this guy is.
But I think his name is David. And for some
and he
reason,
takes showers at our
oh,
place.
So we got David confusion now.
Well, he's got a security code and. I mean,
and you take a shower.
Yeah,
you take the shower.
He has a lanyard.
He has a lanyard so at the manor.
And flip flops
to hold up his penis.
Yes,
he's got a lanyard for his penis.
I feel we've digressed.
Sorry, it's my bad. My bad. My
well,
bad.
Well, you know, and I chuck it up to the army. Yeah. okay. Wait, what number did they just call?
Six.
Fred, what's your number?
Six.
You're up, Daddy-O.
Oh no. So, when am I?
Anger.
So, anger. No, but I've got the Kara's up there.
All right. Well, she's going to introduce you.
No, you just got to walk up, and I drink too much.
Okay.
Will you take my place?
All right. I'll tell you.
Here.
All right. I got your number.
You got
okay,
my number.
Six.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell your story about getting pulled over by the cop.
Don't be afraid to show a little skin.
No, I'm not going to.